Good morning, everybody. It's All One Word. It's 7:03 on this Tuesday morning, the 14th of October. Pretty dark and dank here.
Close your eyes and just hear me sing one last long goodbye, one last song before you spread your wings.
So this is not an Octava recording. But I wanted to record something with some music in the background because I've really missed music over the past, well, how many weeks? Probably three. As I mentioned in my previous audio poo, my wife's little iPod Nano, the square one, the touchscreen one where you can rotate the screen with multi-touch, that died after about 2 weeks of me being away with, it didn't like the heat. And I was in tatters, no music. Fortunately, had hashtag Octava14's recordings and submissions from my audio boo friends to listen to, but there was only one problem there. The internet connection was awful. So for those interested, what you listen to is Alter Bridge, and the song's called Wonderful Life, because it is. I intended coming out about an hour ago, but sleep is not exactly difficult at the minute. It's not sleep, it's called fall unconscious, and that's what I've been doing for the past 5 weeks, just falling unconscious, working so hard during the day, and you know, you lie in your bed and normally you would just drift off to sleep. No, not me. 1 minute I'd be wide awake, next minute it would be the morning. And I'll be waking up, boom, ready to go again. So there's a few little routines that I'm going to have to get back into. And sleep is one of them. So I've missed quite a lot since I've been away. Many of you know that I'm a bit of an Apple fan, just a little bit. So we've had iPhone 6 and 6 Plus released, and iOS 8. So I'm nearly to the end of watching the 2-hour-long keynote speech. It was just impossible to download it or watch it across there. After 3 weeks of downloading the keynote speech, I managed to download 147 megabytes of 4 gigs. And so, speaking of technology, kind of misplaced my Zoom, which is why you can't hear me in stereo. It's in the house somewhere. I know where I left it. I'm not blaming Sarah one little bit for its disappearance. So that was another 70 audio boom submissions that downloaded yesterday. Not a chance am I going to get to listen to all of these. I'm going to do my best. But I think it was Graham who said a number of weeks ago, I'm going to have to be quite selective. So I'll pick and choose. I'm going to download them all. They download to my Mac automatically. So I'm going to download them and try and get back to them, actually. because we get these little conversations starting, don't we, that go on. We make reference to them maybe weeks or even a couple of months later, so I really want to try and keep up with that.
Leaves are on the ground.
So quite randomly, I've come across a pair of deer legs. Hind legs. Nothing else. That is minging.
I tried to carry you.
What the hell happened to the rest of it? Mind you, this is fox territory. They look quite small, so it looks like quite a young deer. Oh, what am I talking about? Anyway, it's a dreich morning here in South Wiltshire. A bit drizzly. I've got my phone's wet. Hang on. It's falling straight down as there's drizzle. No wind. Very grey sky. To me, it's freezing cold, of course. I don't know what temperature it is, but pretty freezing to me. I need a pair of gloves and a hat. Got my hood up, need a hat.
You say you care for me, but hide it well. How can you love someone?
So another Alter Bridge one. This is called Watch Over You. I love Alter Bridge. I think they're going to be bringing another album out fairly soon. Speaking of music, the English band from Teignmouth, Joe Fishwick Country, that band being Muse, they're recording their album. They're into their second week of recording a new album. So it'll be interesting to see what they spit out after this production period. Looking forward to it. So I've truly missed listening to everybody on Audio Boom. It's a strange feeling, you know, when you can't speak to your loved ones and your friends for as much or as long as you like. Windy. Let's go this way. Molly! Mol! There you go. For all the people who like me talking to their dog when I'm walking along. Yeah, so strange feeling when you can't get to speak to people, and I was very wary. It's only been 5 weeks that I haven't really been here, but I don't know, you just get so involved in what you do and in your job and in your work that you've got to focus on that to keep you going. Because I've missed my family intensely, probably more than any other time that I've been away. And it was only 5 weeks. And I think because, you know, it's not just the job that you're concentrating on, it's all of the other pressures, the weather, the people that you're working with, you know, the people that I got on with, the people I didn't get on with, the people that I had to get on with, otherwise, you know, the job would fall apart. Trying not to all the time look forward to come home. I know that sounds weird, but if that was all you concentrate on, then you're not concentrating on the job, and then but unfortunately for me, that's what was more important. So I'm back, very wary of integrating back into family life, because Sarah, Sarah just takes over whenever I'm not there. But on this latest trip, she couldn't even ring me for help, advice, or any kind of support. So she just had to get on with it. She told me that some days were hard, the children were a bit unruly. And no matter how many times you tell the children that they've got to be good for their mother, 2 minutes later they're arguing over the who's having the blanket next, or the what colour the teddy bear actually is. Stupid little things. That's a child's prerogative though, isn't it? So, and also coming back, it's the routine. This week, I've got a bit of a, I don't want to say a slack week, but the bosses were very wary that those of us who've been away shouldn't really be working 8 till 5. So we're working reduced hours, and then I'm on holiday for a fortnight, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to getting away in Dolly. And for those who don't know, Dolly is the motorhome that we bought at the beginning of August. And the problem we've got here is, my wife, being a childminder, makes most of her money in the school holidays because, well, for obvious reasons, parents have got to work. So she's working. We may get some time together, Sarah and I. Here's Dire Straits for you. One of the things I'm glad to be home about is the toilet. When I was away, it was all portaloos. Portaloos and 40 degree heat aren't good at the best of times. But there was other contractors there who don't sit on toilets. Now, I'm not going to brandish what nationality or faith, whatever. These people weren't used to Western-style toilets, sit-on toilets. They used to squatting over a whole toilet. Yeah. And unfortunately, the portaloos that you can squat over weren't provided for. We did find some, quite by accident, but nowhere where not where we lived. So we used to get these certain band of people who would squat on the toilet seat. It wasn't the footprints on the toilet seat that I was bothered about, but I'm sure if you use your imagination, yeah, it was a gruesome sight, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning. clicked. I'm going to need to renew my Plus account. Sensors. For some reason I've got no sense of, well, very reduced sense of taste, which is strange. On the other hand, my sense of smell is heightened. Maybe it's because all I've smelt for the past 5 weeks is heat, dust, portaloos. Air freshener, the Mingan air freshener that was in our office. What else? Smelly aircon. Smelly people. Yeah, and on the other hand, the food, oversaturated with flavour. I've mentioned it already, but a lot of deep fried food, a lot of food that has probably 10 times the amount of sugar in it I'm used to, salty, yeah, so that's maybe what it is. So it's good to be back. I'm walking along here, smell the leaves, I can smell the exhaust from Molly. Come here. Not the exhaust from Molly. I can smell the exhaust from cars. I can smell the rain and the water on the road. It's so bizarre. I've never... The things we take for granted, ultimately, I think I'm probably talking about here. One of the other things is that I've had absolutely zero privacy. And now I'm home. It's just nice to be kind of... I could just go where I want, you know, kind of restricted before, but like walking the dog, for instance. It's such a great feeling. You have to try it sometime, or not. So I think the weather's affected me. Yeah, I think I'm getting a cold. Well, you would, wouldn't you? The air's a lot cleaner, clearer here. There we go. Disposed of that. Yeah, although the air's a lot cleaner and clearer here, it's bloody freezing. I don't mind. Kind of one of the things I was looking forward to was this autumn season. except it's been a bit drizzly so far. And I heard on the news, or the weather rather, that apparently we're going to have this Arctic blast. What I've seen actually a lot of on the news is, I've had 5 weeks of watching CNN and sports, American sports. So the big topics were on the news, certainly, were Ebola and Islamic State putting people in orange suits, shaving their heads, and then cutting them off for some reason, because that's going to change a lot. So that's all I've seen for the past 5 weeks. And you know, I come back to the UK, Sky News has changed a little bit since I've been away. A very saturated, very almost childlike way of delivering the news. Scaremongering almost. We had a doctor working with us, and he says that before he studied, he worked in infectious diseases. Before he studied to be a doctor, he worked in infectious diseases and research and whatnot. And he says Ebola is just one of many diseases in West Africa that kills people. And he reeled off a load of other things that he'd researched, and he'd been on kind of field trips to West Africa to research. And it's quite scary, but it all comes down actually to personal hygiene. So he was saying, wash your hands, blow your nose into a hanky, don't sneeze over everybody. Yeah, it's just basic things, and they're going to stop this horrible disease. So this is the Faith No More version of Easy. I wish it was Sunday.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all. You see your big stone on the barrow. Yeah.
Sing along.
I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Jim Martin on the guitar. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's great to be back.